Welcome back to What's Pleasant. I'm your host, Osewu Sofrie, and this week we're bringing you exclusive coverage of literary events on campus. From the Pace Book Club's book drive to Chroma's Fantasy Poetry Night, we've got it all. Now sit back and relax and pay off your student loans, because What's Pleasant starts now. On Tuesday, the Pace Book Club held a book drive at the Kessel Dean's Lounge, where setters donated their books to the Darien Book Aid and other charities that focus on providing children with literary materials. I have more.
Okay, so I'm here with first name, last name, year, and major.
Lorenzo Osorio, junior, digital cinema and filmmaking major.
Samantha Baturla, I'm a senior, writing and rhetoric major.
What inspired you to come and donate your books today?
I honestly just stumbled upon it, and I didn't have books at first, so I just went back to my room to get it, because also I know book club is like a good thing to support and everything, and also like we're involved and I'm involved with like Chroma and stuff. So
how's the success been for the book club event?
For which one?
Like the one last year.
Which one?
For the book drive.
Oh, we didn't have one.
You didn't have one last year? So that's what inspired you to do this event, was because of like it's never been done before, right?
Yeah, that's part of it. And also just because we all have a lot of books, especially children's books, that we're not really reading anymore as adults. So I thought, why not find a way to give back to charities, to the community, and get some donations for children's books and other books in general, and so people can get them out, and people who need books or want them and can't really afford them can also get them too.
So what books did you donate today?
I'll Stand By You by Sharon Sala, This Is Where It Ends, and Then Came Life.
How do you think your donated books will help those in need?
Well, I hope they can go to like someone that enjoys like reading and like books in general, and if they don't have the resources to like go out and like buy books or something like that.
So tell me about your biggest donation you got today.
Well, we got a bunch of Nancy Drew and the Babysitter Club books from Alicia from the Writing Center.
Cool. Anything else like to add?
Come to Book Club Wednesdays at 12:15 in Miller 24, and shout out What's Pleasant.
Hell yeah.
And now it's time for Setter Sync events. On Monday, the Residence Hall Association will be hosting Create Your Own Cup, an event designed to showcase creativity as you design and paint your own cups. There's going to be free food and a raffle. The event starts at 7 p.m. at the Kessel Multipurpose Room. On Wednesday, the Asian Student Union and the Programming Board will be celebrating Holi at the Alumni Hall Courtyard Lawn. Setters will be throwing powdered colors and dancing to music, with free food and free stuff being given away. The event starts at 12:15 and will go until 3. On Thursday, Power and the Programming Board will be hosting Diva Day, an event complete with celebratory Women's History Raffle. The event will be held at the Kessel's Dean Lounge from 3:15 to 4:15 p.m. For more fun on-campus events, go to settersync.plv.edu. Hey you, listen up. I know your meal plan is running out and you need some new friends.
Oh my god, bro.
Oh, hell no.
Well, there's free pizza and a lot of people you don't even know exist at the Pace Chronicle. They meet on Mondays at 12:15 on the third floor Wilcox Hall. Now go get a slice and make it last until the next meeting. This week, What's Pleasant correspondent Callie Salguero and I went around campus asking seniors to tell us about their best advice for incoming students and underclassmen. Here's what we got.
Can you please state your first name, last name, and your major?
My name is Satrice McQueen, and I am a senior in digital journalism.
Thank you. And what advice would you give underclassmen about balancing their academics and life?
Not gonna lie, I'm gonna say start early on time management, because if you don't, then things get very hairy towards the end of your college career. It is tough because our brains are still forming. There's a lot of solidifying that's going on up there. But to stay on top of your academics and enjoy your experience, you have to manage your time.
My name is Michael Ferretti, and I am a biology major.
What year are you?
Oh, year? I'm a senior.
What was the best thing you found out later in college that you wish you'd known earlier in college to make your academics easier?
I think what would have worked best is if I understood how being outgoing could have supported you. I waited too late to be outgoing and get all the opportunities that are available. I would have started way earlier. You know, I would have chatted it up with my professors ahead of time. I would have gone to more club meetings. I would have been more invested in what was going on at school. You know, if I saw a flyer for something, I'd just like walk past it and be like, oh, whatever. But I probably should have been a little more invested because I'm here for only 4 years, and it sounds like a long time, but it's really not that long of a time, and it goes by fast. So make most of the opportunities that you can in whatever department you are in. So for me, I'm a science major, so I should have taken more advantages of maybe science related clubs or science related opportunities that I didn't, and I waited too late on those.
Hi, my name is Jenny Gordon. I am a senior, and my major is public relations. Don't stress yourself out. Like, don't spread yourself too thin, especially with getting work done or staying up really late hours. The professors here really kind of help and are adjacent to your schedule, and especially being a student athlete, they're really helpful with either late work or if you're not going to get something in on time. So, like, don't stretch yourself thin.
And any studying tips you would give freshmen?
I'm a big paper and pen person. I feel like writing stuff down is much easier, so I would say get a notebook, write your notes down. Also, a thing I learned is, like, tired studying doesn't really help you retain stuff, especially like if it's like 1 a.m. you're exhausted and you're trying to learn something for a test in a couple days. It's not going to help you retain. It only helps you retain like things lazily and halfway.
Anything else like that?
Just do your best. Don't stress out too much. It'll all work out in the end, really. If you like what you're doing and you take advantage of all the opportunities that you can, you do well, you'll do all right. Don't stress.
Thank you very much.
On Tuesday, Chroma and Tabletop Club hosted Fantasy Poetry Night at the Kessel Butcher Suite, where students delved into poetry. What's Pleasant correspondent Kelly Salguero has more.
Okay, can you please state your first name, your last name, and your major?
Hi, my name's Andy Elsaya. I'm a first year here at Pace University, and I'm also a psych major.
My name is Connor Fearing. My major is writing and rhetoric.
What did the organization want to accomplish with Poetry Night?
Our goal is just to kind of like provide poetry prompts for people to encourage them to write poetry, as well as bring people together who like poetry or other kind of writings like short stories or, you know, other types of literary work.
What poetry piece, or would you say poet, is your favorite?
I'm a big fan of Edgar Allan Poe. I don't have a specific poem in mind, but I do like his work. I feel like it just kind of challenges, especially in that time, a lot of I feel like it just challenges what people thought of poetry, and it opened doors for new ideas.
Okay, and besides the poetry event, is there any other events that carry on the literary work?
From Tabletop, no, there isn't, but Chroma does a lot of literary work. They obviously publish the Chroma, which is a compilation of student short stories and artwork. I believe it's coming out April 12th, Friday, April 12th. They'll be doing an event here in Kessel where you can come and get a copy of it, as well as if you are in the book, you can be celebrated for your achievement and your writings.
Okay. And would you recommend anybody to get into poetry?
I am personally a big fan of poetry. As a writer myself, I really enjoy writing poetry. I think that it's definitely a unique way to express yourself, and it's not necessarily even one that you have to share if you don't feel comfortable with it, but it's definitely a way to get out emotions that you otherwise wouldn't be able to.
Okay, and is there anything else that you would like to add?
Come to Tabletops every Tuesday at 3:30 to 4:30 in Mortola Library. We kind of hang out, we play different games every week, and we just have a good time.
And that's all we have for this week, folks. Tune in next week when we have even more cool, crazy, and wacky stuff. From Wilcox Hall, I'm Osei Wusafrie.